This is Earth and Sky. One of the basic tenets of natural selection is survival of the fittest.
But the definition of fittest is changing fast for a colony of Arctic seabirds called guillemots. George Devoki has studied guillemots on an island in the Arctic Sea for 30 years. In that time, the Arctic summers have gotten warmer.
And the guillemots' traditional prey, for example, zooplankton that live under pack ice, is disappearing as the ice melts. To survive, these birds need to be what Devoki calls generalists, able to eat new kinds of food and have the skills to find it.
And what's going to be very interesting is to see if the same 20 pairs that were able to breed this year, if they are able to breed again next year, and if there's actually some sort of process that might be going on where there is selection for these generalists as opposed to the ones that, as you said, were kind of hardwired for a certain date, a certain prey, and things like that.
This past summer in the Arctic, only 20 of 140 pairs of guillemots on Devoki's island had surviving chicks. Devoki says these individuals might be the ones who are able to figure out how to eat and survive in a new environment.
For today, that's our show. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the Bureau of Land Management. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.